Brighter and brighter. Ask your neighbor, what is your name? What are they saying? Are you shining? How are you shining? Hallelujah. You shall shine brighter and brighter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Take your Bible. Let's go to work. Amen. Do you have your Bible? Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Every promise in this book is mine. Every chapter. Every verse. One word from God can change my life forever. Today I will be taught the word. My mind is alert. My heart is ready. Everything I learn, I'll apply. By God's grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. Minister to us mightily. Open a door of opportunity for somebody here this morning. Revive the spirit of somebody else this morning. Speak to the destiny of somebody here this morning. Transform the life of someone here this morning. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. This morning I'm teaching on a subject I have entitled, The Secret of Remembering God. The secret of remembering God. A secret is something that is hidden. It's something that is hidden, but that if acquired, will give you access to a new realm. Your password is a secret. If a person could have access to your password, they will have access to the information inside your phone. They will have access to your pictures. Those pictures. They will have access to all the messages you've been sending to your boyfriends and girlfriends. They'll have access to them. All it takes is a password. The information is on the other side of the password. And your password is therefore a secret. That's why you don't give it to everybody. If a person was to have access to my PIN, the PIN of my bank card, they will not just have access to numbers. They will have access to my money. That's why my PIN code is a secret. Are you following? So a secret is a hidden information that if acquired will give you access to things greater than what you have currently. So I want to take you back to the title of my message. The secret of remembering God. Brothers and sisters, remembering God is actually a secret. It's a secret, meaning once you capture this secret, you will have access to things that you wouldn't have had access to had you not have the secret. Why is remembering God a secret? Because it's so easy to forget God. Actually, forgetting God is about the easier things people do on earth. So something that was supposed to be normal has become a secret because a whole lot of people don't do it. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. Please come with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. The Bible there says, but remember that the Lord your God gives you the power to gain wealth. Give it to me maybe in the King James or other versions. Seems like this one is a bit different. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. Remember the Lord your God. Why? Why must you remember the Lord your God? Remember the Lord your God, because the Lord your God is the one that gives you power to get wealth. Why is Moses asking the Israelites to remember the Lord their God? Well, it's simple. You see, once you get something, it is very easy for you to forget who gave you the thing. As a matter of fact, the getter seems to be more important than the giver. The ones who get the wealth seems to be more important than the one who gives the power to get the wealth. So people will look at you because you are the one who has the car. People will be amazed by you because you are the one who just got married. People will be celebrating you because you are the one who just got promoted. Because you are the person people can see. People do not see the person who gives you the power to get what you are getting. So the Bible tells you this morning, remember the Lord your God. He is the one, even though you don't see him, and even though people do not see him, you shouldn't forget that you don't have what you have by your own capacity. I think Mokwase Church was far more better than this. No, Mokwase Church was far better. Listen to me. If the Bible asks you to remember, it's because people forget. We forget all the time. Remember the Lord your God. Tell your neighbor, please remember right now. Remember. People remember everything except the Lord. Once the wealth and the money and the promotion and the blessing has landed, people remember everything except the person they're supposed to remember. Or easily we can remember our friends. So we party with them on Fridays to celebrate the promotion. Some of us even remember the Badimos. And we go to sacrifice and thank them for. We actually said they are the ones who gave us this thing. We go and thank them. We remember the Badimos, but we don't remember Modimo. We remember a lot of things. We remember a lot of things, but we forget the main person. We forget the main person. So the Bible says to you this morning, remember the Lord your God. Oh, some people remember the Muti. They do. And they ascribe what they got to the Muti's power. They remember their certificates and their CV. They say, it's probably because the CV was well presented. Yeah, I remember how I wrote those things. I remember how I was performing that day. I remember the way I was dressed. I think that's the reason why I got what I got. They remember everything except the Lord their God. But God sent me this morning to remind somebody here that you didn't create yourself, you have a maker, and you must learn to remember the Lord your God, because he is the one, he is the one, he is the one who gives you power. He is the one who gives you power. He is the one who gives you power. Paul wanted to remind us that we are nothing. So he took us to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7. The Bible says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. How many of you were born with a cell phone in your hands? Because you keep saying my cell phone. Isn't it what you keep saying all the time? My cell phone. How many of you were born with coins in your hands? Coins of 5 rand, even 1 cent, even 50 cent. But you keep saying my money. People who brought nothing are behaving as if they own everything. My money, my job, my husband, my wife, my children. Yet you came here with nothing. You entered the world. Job says, I was born, I came to this world naked. You know, sometimes you forget that you were born naked. When you start wearing those Givenchy,
and those kakoshini. And is it Cavallo? Cavella. When you start wearing your Cavellas, you forget that you were born naked. And you forget that you are going naked. Listen, we put clothes on you when we feel sorry for you. So when we feel sorry for you, then we give you some clothes. But you are not there to defend yourself, so we can decide that you are going back naked. And you can do nothing about it. You can do nothing about it. You can do nothing about it. It's out of respect. Listen, when you are born, we decide what you wear. When you die, we decide what you wear. When you are born, the first thing you touch is water. We clean you. When you die, the last thing which you touch is water. We clean you. Everything you have in between, you don't own. You are just taking care of it. So I want to clear all your delusions and your deceptions. Can I clear your delusions and your deceptions? That you are deceived into thinking you own anything. You came naked. And I've got some news for you. You are living naked. You are living naked. Therefore, anything you have in between is given to you. So take me to John chapter 3 verse 27. John responded, no one can receive a single thing unless it's given to him from where? No one can receive a single thing, not even two things, just one thing. You can look for it till you die. Kelamush tefrakate kapamalaza. No one, tell your neighbor, including you. Because some of us, we think we are special. When the scripture is read like this, you say, no one minus me. No one except me. You are included in the scripture, please. Don't dissociate yourself from the scripture. The Bible is telling you and me that you cannot receive one single thing. Unless it is given. So things don't get worked for. They get received. They get given. And they are given from heaven. One single thing, including your nails. There is nothing you have. You came with nothing. Anything you have is given. Your job is a gift from God. Your children are a gift from God. Am I communicating to the other people? Everything you have is given. Your shoes. Your Brazilian hair. Please, the echo is too much on this thing. Your nail polish. Your sleep. Your health. Just help there. Because they go this way, then they go. I don't know what's happening. Just help me there. Ango, can you go and help me, my son? You used to help me on these things. Put your hands together for my son. Let's go. Go there and help him. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Your smile. There are some people who can't smile. Not that they don't want to. They can't. Tell your neighbor, you look like one of them. You are not smiling. Be careful about people who are not smiling in the church when everybody is smiling. Something is wrong with those people. One single thing. And you see people running around looking for things except going to the place where things are given. James also emphasizes the same reality in James chapter 1 verse 17. He says, every good and perfect gift comes from above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above heaven.
I heard the story of a pastor who was getting ready to start a church. And he decided, before I launch the ministry, I'm going to go to America and study. I'm going to go to the Bible school in America because I hear that Americans know how to preach. And I watch T.D. Jakes. He preaches. And I see all that powerful preaching. I also want to preach like that. So I want to go to America to learn ministry. So he started fasting and praying for the ticket. And he got the ticket. In fact, he fasted first and prayed for the visa. He got the visa. And he prayed for the ticket. He got the ticket. And he prayed for some money to enjoy while he's there. He got the money. Now he's about to pray his last prayer before he enters into the car to go to the airport to fly. As he goes to the Lord, please, I thank you that you're going to be with me in this flight. You will take care of me and everything. As he is praying that prayer, God comes down. And he hears the voice of the Lord saying to him, the things you are looking for are not from abroad. They are from above. The things you are looking for are not from abroad. They are from above. You don't need to enter any plane. Right in your bedroom, you can unlock above. Right in your house, you can unlock above. The things you are looking for are not from abroad. Can I tell you something? Many people believe they need to go somewhere to get something. One of my childhood's dreams was to go to America, and it turned into Australia later. Many young people, if you could give them an American visa, even their accent will change the same day. Their accent will change. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you are saying. I'm sorry, I don't know what you are saying. They are always saying, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Their accent will change. Yeah. America is even too far. Some of you believe if you could just hit Johannesburg. If you could hit the street of Josie, everything will change about your life. I'm here to tell you the things you are looking for are not from abroad. They are from above. From above. 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 Stop moving around. Begin to seek things above. Seek above. Not abroad. Some of you, your greatest dream is to live in Sandton, Cape Town, Polokwane. Hey! If you could just throw me in Polokwane. Hey! The things. I know you came this morning for some things. The things you are looking for are not from abroad. They come from above. If you could learn to remember the Lord your God, instead of wasting your time and your energy running around like a headless chicken. If you could learn to seek God, to learn how to unlock the above doors. There is a sister who told me one day, Pastor, you know, I really like the church, but I'm not finding my level in the church. You know, I want to get married. When I look to the right,
Mishiman, when I look to the left, Mishiman. Pastor, I'm so sorry, but I'm not finding my level. I need to go abroad. I need to go to a church. Well, when I look on my right, I see Tate. I need my level. I need my level, Pastor. And she left the church. Until today, she's not married. No, she's not until today. I'm still waiting for Tate. The things you are looking for are not from abroad. They are from above. From above. Stop running around. Stop running around. Stop running around. They are from above. They are from above. From above. I want to correct your thinking a little bit. Before I take you through this, remember the title of my message is The Secret of Remembering God. The reason why many people are stranded is because they don't remember God. They remember their CV, they remember their mochi, they remember their uncle, they don't remember God. They don't remember God. But this morning you are remembering God. I said this morning you are remembering God. Quickly this morning, three reasons why people forget God. Reason number one, pride. The first reason why there are people listening to me this morning who do not remember God, even though they remember their cell phone number, they remember every other number except they don't remember the number of heaven. It's pride. Pride. Come with me to Daniel chapter 4 verse 29. The Bible says, and at the end of 12 months, meaning 1 year, as he was walking on the roof of the royal palace in Babylon, the king exclaimed, is this not Babylon, the great, that I have built by my vast power? Is this not Babylon that I have built using my vast power to be a royal residence and to display my majestic splendor, glory? The Bible says, while the words were still in the king's mouth, a voice came from heaven, Kente Prado, from above. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared that the kingdom has departed from you. The kingdom has departed from you. Let me quickly help you this morning by reminding you that God hates people who boast about things that he gave them. God hates people who boast about things that he gave them. King Nebuchadnezzar thought it is his wisdom that got him Babylon built. So he says, Babylon the Great, that I build by my vast power. And the scripture actually starts by saying, after 12 months. Do you know that sometimes all it takes is just a year? Actually, some people, a year is too much. Sometimes it's just a month after the job. They get the job today, just a month later, they start working in the corridors of their place of work. I mean, they put a finger and the door opens and they enter. Then they have an office. They press a button and the aircon is coming, not the way we are switching here. I mean, they are enjoying. As they are sitting there, so, wow. Aish. No, I've done it. I've done it. I've done it. I'm talking to you. How many times did you think, I did it? How do you feel when you finally walk into that house you bought? You are passing through the kitchen. And you are walking barefooted because there are tiles. And you are just enjoying. You enter the bathrooms and everything is working. You go to the kitchen and there are drawers from top to bottom. And the stove is working. You are no more firewoods. What happens to your spirit when you are walking through that house? Do you remember God? Or do you say, wow, look at what I've done. Look at at what we have produced, my husband and I. I've finally done it. Honey, we are in our house. In Nebuchadnezzar is walking on the roof. And he can see as far as his eyes can see. He can see buildings. He can see industrial places. He can see all kinds of things. And inside him, some feelings start rising. I did it. God doesn't like people who boast about things he gave them.
How do you feel when you take the remote and you press and the car says, check? And you open and you sit.
And you can smell fresh leather. It's a brand new car. You press a button and the car starts moving. You remember God. Do you see how easy it is to forget God? And do you see how easy we forget God?
A man cannot receive a single thing unless it is given.
My brother, when you walk through that room and you find a beautiful creature watching TV and she says, hello, honey. Your food is in the microwave. And I have prepared the water in the bath. You just, what are you receiving? Somebody saying that I receive it. What are you receiving there? You better call heaven. You are saying I receive it, I receive it. Well, what? I receive it. You are receiving what? Praise God. And, you know, you enter the room. The bed is made. The kids are looking nice. Even though you yourself, you know that you are not nice, but look at the kids. To return the glory to him. You are too proud to even say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Some of you didn't even say thank you this morning for waking you up. You never said thank you. Do you realize that you could have died last night? Are you aware? But for you, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, what is life? Pride. The Bible calls it the pride of life. You are proud about your life. You are proud. You are proud that your kids are all in school. You are proud that you have a job. Your husband has a job. You are proud that you have a house and you are buying another house. You are proud. You are proud. You are proud that you are engaged and your two sisters are still wandering around like people in the Sahara Desert. You are proud. You are proud. The secret of remembering your God. Brothers and sisters, if you can grab that secret today, there will be no limits to your rising. No limits to your rising. Because God is always ready to do more for the person who acknowledges him. Always. If God has stopped working in your life, check your thanksgiving. Check your thanksgiving. Are you thanking God again? Or your mouth is not shut. God hasn't done nothing. Why should I thank him? I'm waiting. Lord, help us. Second reason why people forget God, greed. Greed. G-R-E-E-D. Greed. A greedy heart always wants more and more and more and more. You are looking for more. You are stuck in wanting to have more. So your desire to get more causes you to forget about God and all these things. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9. But those who want to be rich fall. That's the first thing that happened to people who want to be rich. They fall. Those who want to be rich, is it wrong to be rich? No. But it is wrong to have that as your aim. Your aim should not be to be rich. Your aim should be to be a helper and a blessing. Those who want to be a blessing will be rich. Those who want to make an impact will be rich. Those who want to bring a change will be rich. If you have looked around, any person that really and genuinely became rich is somebody who was trying to solve a problem. But all the people who started their journey with the intention of being rich, many of them are in the cemetery right now. Many have gone mad. Many are in mental institutions. Many are by the roadside. Many have ended up with drugs. Am I communicating? Thank you. They fall. Look at what they fall into. First of all, they fall into temptation. Then two, they fall into a trap. Then three, they fall into many foolish and harmful desires. And those desires plant the people into ruin and destruction. Pastor, what is the trap people who want to be rich fall into? Debt. That's your number one trap. Your greatest trap is debt and accounts to pay. You see, you went and bought a car you can't afford because you want to look rich. Now you are trapped. Do you think you will ever remember God? All you remember is debts every month you have to pay. That's all you remember.
Some of us, all we remember is the people we owe. We cannot remember God. It's the account, the Edgar's accounts. Pep. I don't know whether Pep does accounts. I think they do accounts. They do lay-by. So you remember the lay-bys of Pep. You can't remember God. You are trapped. You are trapped. Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And by craving it, some have wandered away from the faith. You see, they cannot remember God. They wander away from the faith and pierce themselves with many pains. Now, take me back to verse 9. Let me show you something there. Let's go back to verse 9. Look at what is going on. Look at all the things that are happening in one verse. Number one, you fall. Number two, temptation. Number three, trap. Number four, foolish. Number five, harmful desires. Number six, ruin. Number seven, distraction. All of these negative words are in one sentence. Trap, fall, temptation, foolish, harmful, ruin, distraction. And all the guy wanted was to be rich. This is what he got. Let me give you the last reason why people forget God. Idolatry. Idolatry is anything you love more than God. Anything you love more than God becomes your idol. And that thing can become the reason why you can't remember God. Because your whole focus is in that thing. Come with me to the book of Exodus chapter 32, verse 3. The Bible says, and all the people took off gold rings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. Remember, these are the Israelites. They came out of Egypt. They were slaves. And Moses went away for 40 days and 40 nights, and they decided that, no, we have waited for him too long. We need to make a decision. We need another God. So they went to Aaron to say, do something for us. And Aaron says, bring something, and I will do something. Go to the next verse. He took the gold from their hands. Please understand that these are slaves. But these slaves have gold. He took gold from their hands. Can I tell you something? When we say offering time, tithing, and you become very frustrated, you know what it means? All that you need to understand is that you have forgotten God. And because you have forgotten God, anything that connects God and money, you dissociate yourself from it. But it doesn't mean you don't have money. You do. You don't just have money for the things of God. Do you realize that these slaves had gold? Yes. They did. Now, when it was time to do something for their idol, the gold came out. The gold came out. Even though they were slaves, they had gold. I have seen people in this church. They cannot come to church with their own money. Never. Never. We must come to their house. We must carry them from the bed. Some of them, we must iron their clothes. And I don't say we are complaining. We like to do that for you. But I'm trying to make a point to you. How come on Sunday you are broke? You cannot. You don't have 1 cent. You don't have. We carry you from wherever. We bring you here. The envelope you are sitting on, you have never given it. It has always remained there. Every Sunday, that envelope, you sit on it. That's the only thing you do, that you sit on it. And after that, you go. Then you start waiting for us outside. Isn't it that you guys brought me here? Please come and take me home. The same person, come Monday, all of the sudden, there is money. Oh, there is money. There is money to go even to Rustenburg and come back. I have seen people in this church, they don't give 1 cent to the bus, the transportation ministry. They come and sit here. They don't give 1 cent for the offering. They come out of the church, they go to KFC. They buy KFC. They come and sit in the bus of the church to eat their KFC. It
It's a preaching. They're sitting there and they're eating KFC.
When it comes to your idol, money comes out. So for such a person, his stomach is his God. Some of us, your stomach is your God. That's why you obey your stomach. When it's offering time, you don't give a cent. But when we come out of here, Chepi, see, you are there. You are there. You are there. Some of you, your God is data. There are people in this church that cannot give 50 rent offering to God, but they spend 500 rent of data every month. We know your God. Your God is data. That's your God. Some of you, your God is your girlfriend. I'm standing here sweating. You will not give. That she will just say, honey, and he said, yeah, yes.
How much? Anything for you, honey. Anything, you know I'm here for you. Anything you want, I'll give it to you. You know you are the love of my life. I was created for you, honey. Anything you want, I'll give to you.
We know who is your God. Your girlfriend is your God. Some of you, your God is your car. Yeah, that's your God. You wash your car 3 times a week. Meanwhile, you yourself, you only bath 2 times a week. You yourself, you bath 2 times a week. But you are washing your car 3 times a week. There's always something to be fixed in this, your car. Always something to fix. It's a light. It's LED lights, mag wheels. You always have something to do with your car. When it comes to your car, you can spend any amount. When you enter the church, you are broke. We know your God. Your car is your God. Never ever say that Jehovah is your God. Jehovah is not your God. You have told us who your God is. Yes, we know your God. Your God is that thing you love more than God, because you are ready to give it your gold. Yes, you are ready. You are ready. Never ever raise your hands when we sing Jehovah. Never sing that song. You don't have the right to sing that song. When it is your time, you must say, Mercy, this is your name. That is what you must sing. All you must say, Susanna is her name. Put your girlfriend's name there. Never sing that song in this church. You don't have the right to sing that song. If I hear you sing that song, I will excommunicate you. You don't have the right to sing that song, because Jehovah is not your God. You are not giving Jehovah your gold. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Ask your neighbor, who is your God? Who is your God? Is it your wife? Is it your wife who is your God? That even when you want to do something for God, the moment your wife just looks at you, you say, look at you. Or is it your husband? You came here to church, Pastor Pascal preaches the word, and you have a conviction. At the moment you look at your husband, you say, hallelujah. Don't mention hallelujah, please. Don't mention it. You must never say Jehovah. You must never say hallelujah. You must never even say Jesus, because they are not your God. Stop using the name of the Lord in vain. Don't use it. You are bringing a punishment on yourself. Yeah. This is where your gold is going. And you are saying,
after they engraved the tool and made it into an image of calf, then they said, Israel, this is your God who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Do you now understand that you give your gold to your God? You give your gold to your God. You give your gold to your God. Anywhere where your gold is going, that is your God. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. My prayer is that the church will be delivered of idol worshippers. Idol worshippers. I heard of a certain sister who used to come on stage and encourage people to pay tithe. She will quote the scripture. Herself, she was not paying tithe. And the pastor only discovered this after maybe 3 years. And every Sunday she stands and says, brothers and sisters, you know the Bible says in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10 that you are under a curse because you are not giving your tithe. You can see the scripture for yourself. Brothers and sisters, let's pay our tithe and our offering. And she will convince the people. But Hannah, never. When the pastor confronted her, she got so offended. You don't understand people. People are funny. I'm telling you. So I'm telling you today, you give your gold to who?
Your God.
Your God. So stop calling Jehovah your God. Your gold tells me, he says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. So for me to know where your heart is, I just check where the gold is going. The gold tells me where the heart is, and the heart tells me who is the God. Not your words. You can say a lot of things, but when it comes time to act, you know where your heart is. You know where your heart is. That's why in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13, now therefore, David speaking says, now therefore, our God. You see, David acknowledges God as his God. He said, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. And you will think David is just stopping there as singing songs. Look at verse 14. But who am I? This is a king speaking. The greatest king Israel ever had. He says, who am I? Who am I? I am nothing. I am nobody. You took me from the bush. Even my father rejected me. You picked me up from the miry clay. You set my feet on a rock. You gave me a firm place to stand. You became my shepherd. You started leading me. You started guiding me. Who am I? I am nothing except what you made me to be. I am nothing. Who am I? This is the striking difference between David and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is also a king. He says, I build it. David says, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And who are my people? That we should be able to give as generously as this. For everything comes from you. And we have given you only what comes from your own hand. David says, what I have given is what you gave. Who am I? Who am I? What I gave, I realized that I was born not with nothing. I came here naked. Everything I have accumulated is a gift. You gave it to me because I didn't come with it. I remember how I came. Who am I? So when I give to you, I'm actually not giving to you. That's why I always say, I return the glory. It is your glory. You just gave it to me, so I return it back to you. May you have the heart of David. Amen. May you remember that you are nothing. Hallelujah. I say you are nothing. Hallelujah. You are nothing. That's why that song of Dr. Tumi, I keep telling you, the reason why God blessed that song is because God wants to remind this proud generation, you are nothing. So God made us sing it. I'm nothing without you, without you. You are the air that I breathe. Can't live without you, without you. In you I live and move and have my be. That's why you can say, Hosanna. You see, he has to be your God for you to sing that song. First of all, you have to remember you are nothing without him. I am nothing. have nothing. And some people will leave here today even being offended that how can pastor talk like that? You say you have a problem. There's something wrong with you. If you think you are something, let me just remind you how nothing you and I are. After this service, we're going to go and eat. And around 5 or 6, you will go to the toilet. Then you will see how nothing you are. You will see for yourself. Things are going to come out of you that you yourself, you can't stay there. But it came from you. It didn't come from a monkey. Tell your neighbor, it came from you. That thing. It comes as nice, tell them, as nice as you look right here now. You're going to go to the toilet. And some stuff are going to come out of your stomach. Because some of us, we forget that we are nothing. You even think that when you go to the toilet, you know what comes out? It's diamonds. Yeah. Diamonds and silver. Again, you are so beautiful. I mean, how can that type of thing come out of you? So when you go to the toilet, it must be like diamond pearls. So God reminds, including Beyonce, when she goes there, do you understand? It's not dollar notes that come out. It's poo-poo. You are nothing. 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 Kepa sheka paduka pa malada. Nothing. Those that are not clapping, you are saying you are something. You are telling me you are something. Yeah, I will not clap to this. I am somebody. Yeah, you are something. That's why I started my preaching by telling you, you came naked. And you are living naked. If we have mercy, then we put a little suit there. That's why I started my preaching by telling you, you came naked. And you are living naked. If we have mercy, then we put a little suit there. Then we put some small thing. But normally, you can go back naked. There's no problem. And nobody is going to die because you went back naked. Nobody, look, by evening we'll be smiling again. You know, yesterday I thought about it. I said, I remember that a colleague of mine died 2 months ago. And we were so sad. Yesterday I remember that we've been smiling and laughing. I said, we have forgotten this guy. We forgot this guy. We forgot him. We are back to our lives, laughing and rejoicing and eating and enjoying ourselves. Yeah. And the Lord says to me, it's going to happen to you too. You're gonna go, and you might think that when you go, the world will fall apart. You are just deceived. By the same evening, people will be laughing and enjoying themselves again. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. Tell your neighbor, we're not nothing. Me, nothing. We are nothing. We are nothing. I'm nothing without. You see, when you sing that song, you didn't know that that's what you are singing. I think if people could hear my preaching, they would not buy the CD. Or they will buy the CD. Depending. I'm nothing without you.
You are the air that I breathe. I can't live without you. Without you. In you I live and move and have I be. Can we sing it all together? Hosanna to Jehovah. You are the air that I breathe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In you I live and move and have I be. Nothing without you, nothing. Nothing without you. You are the air. You are the air that I breathe. I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh. nothing. I can't live without you, Jesus. Nothing, nothing without you. You are the one that I need. Can't live without you. Can't live without you. Hosanna, oh Hosanna, Jehovah, you are the air I breathe, you are the air that I breathe, hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the air, even in you have I breathe. Hosanna, oh Hosanna, to Jehovah, you are the air I breathe, you are the air that I breathe, hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the air that I breathe, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him with your own words. He gives you life. Everything you have came from him. Begin to worship him. Canto presa que te pa cota pa kala mala gana mayama. She de pa sun te capra de casuanda kala mala. Open your mouth and worship the God of heaven. Worship Jehovah. Worship your Maker. Remember the Lord your God this morning. Remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord your God. We are nothing, we are nothing, we are nothing without him. We are nothing, we are nothing, we are nothing without him. We are nothing, we are nothing without him. We are nothing. Shabagabayaga. You see, that's the reason why Proverbs 3, verse 9. I want you to look at it. Proverbs 3, verse 9. It says, honor the Lord. Honor. We can't really give, we can honor. That's all we can do. And unless Jehovah is your God, you can't honor him. You will dishonor him with your giving. You will dishonor him with your tongue. You will dishonor him because he is not your God, you see. That's why I told you who your God is. But I believe that God has worked on her this morning. The Bible says these people honor me with their lips. Their hearts are far from me. So he tells us how to honor him. Honor the Lord thy God with thy substance. With thy substance. Give me another version of the same scripture. Kele masuka tapayada. Shabana bayagoda bayada. Jete kapamazugada kapayada. Shabada galabayagada. Mose frede kapamalada. Shade magoda. Mekatuza pay. Other versions, honor the Lord with your possessions. You don't honor God with your words. Can you go to an authority and say, oh, I honor you. Are you happy? I honor you. I honor you. You don't even need to speak. Your gifts make room for you. I want to challenge everybody in this building. Stop dishonoring God with empty envelopes. Stop dishonoring God with things that don't even, that you know yourself that even if you show it to people, people will laugh at you. After what God has done, this is how you are calling this honor. Is this honor? Honor the Lord your God with your possession. A person who made God his God, you don't need to force them to tithe. You don't need to. They know that they are nothing. They know it. They know it. You don't need to push them. They know. You don't need to say to them, give this much. They know. They don't. It's when Jehovah is not your God that we need to work on your heart. We need to, it's that we have to manipulate you. But when God is your God, your possessions will naturally flow because your gold goes where your God is. Yeah. So this morning, as we are closing, because I was giving you the offering message, I hope you enjoyed it. It's an offering message. And we are closing. I think we already did altar call and all of those things. So the last thing I want you to do this morning on the first fruit service, I want you to honor God. If you're giving this morning in Mokwasi, I challenge everybody. I told them, give God something you have never given him before. Some of you are in this age, you have never given God 1 cent in your life. You always give empty envelopes. Every time after the service, there are plenty empty envelopes everywhere. It's as if God hasn't done nothing. Abba, Abba. But you want to come and you want God to bless you, but you don't honor him. You don't remember him after you are blessed. You keep saying, I don't have enough. Let's honor him this morning. I say, let's honor our God this morning. Can we honor our God this morning? Let's honor him. Let's become a church that honors God. With your tithes, with your offerings, with your gifts. Yeah. Almost all of you found me in this church. It's not like maybe I found you. You found me. I've been here. And I can tell you that I have been honoring God from day one. And I'm proud of it. Because he has done far too much for me to be quiet. Praise God. Take your envelope. For now, we're just going to first take the tithes. So, everybody sit down, please. Thank you.